Could you give us a little snapshot of your background, your identity? Clearly, you're a progressive political person, and theologically, I'm guessing the same. But how'd you grow up? Where'd you move to?
Well, I grew up in a lower class area, poor, rural, kind of trailer parkish in the middle of Michigan. A fourth of my family tree is Native American. I didn't know anybody who talked about going to college or having a career or anything like that. I mean, I'm just the sort of middle class world of families on television was just very foreign to me. And I didn't grow up with much of a religious background either. My family was nominally Catholic, but very nominal. But I always did have something of a mystical streak. And I got to Mass just enough to be very struck by the iconography in Catholic churches, but the crucifix especially. I did have some sort of sense of the sort of theology of the cross, of a God figure who suffers for the sake of other people. And then when I was in high school, I made a very strong connection between that and the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King Jr. was the first figure. It really sort of broke through my lower class world of the next game, because I'm a jock, so I was always in sports, but, you know, the next game and the season and so on. The first real sort of figure of transcendence that sort of broke through that for me was King and the movement. That was pretty much the extent of my religious worldview when I did go off to college, mostly to play sports. But I would say it's still my bedrock. And then in college, I discovered all kinds of amazing things, which is, you know, that school could be interesting and that I could actually understand Plato and Aristotle and that it was all quite fascinating. All of that college did. I mean, my just being splurged into deep pools of sort of intellectualism and then making the connection from that to social justice issues put me on a very unlikely path. But it always still took me years, many years before I ever joined a church. Since I've always been involved in social justice organizing, in the early 80s, I was a public speaker for two Latin American solidarity organizations. It ended up making a difference that so much, I would say most of the work that I did in, you know, raising medical aid money for Nicaraguans or being involved in resistance stuff, anti-imperialist politics, most of it was taking place within religious communities, in churches. And then I was one of the founders of Witness for Peace, and that, you know, that's a church movement that in effect created a preemptive anti-war movement that I think did have a role in holding off the Reagan administration from just outright invading Nicaragua. All of that was germane to the kind of religious sensibility that I developed.